Proverbs 15:30 says, "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." There is a great imbalance among most professing Christians these days. Everything has to be positive. Christian radio boasts about being all positive all the time, and other sorts of unbiblical attitudes like that are expressed in Christian entertainment. But even most preaching today is intended to be nothing but positive. The devotional materials that are available are less biblical than just positive affirmations. And that's the main reason we produce these daily devotionals every weekday. Numerous people complained about how imbalanced and unbiblical most devotional materials are. So we began this ministry and now have thousands of viewers and listeners on several different platforms. But this widespread imbalance of positive-only devotionals is a shame, because there is a place for the positive truths of Scripture and even positive encouragement among the brethren. But because of the massive overkill of positive everything, others go to the other extreme where they try to make everything negative all the time. But both extremes are imbalanced, unhealthy, and unbiblical. And we should always try to keep that biblical balance. Notice again what our proverb says, "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart." Have you ever heard someone being described as having a sparkle in their eye? When I first met my wife, she came into my workplace, and after she left, one of my coworkers said, "You like her, don't you?" And I said, "Maybe. Why do you ask?" They said, "Because when she walked in the room, your eyes lit up." My coworker was right. I really liked my soon-to-be wife. And while she saw my eyes light up when Jenny walked in the room, I can tell you that my heart skipped a beat, and I am always happier when Jenny is in the room or near me. It's important that we choose well when it comes to marriage, but many other choices also affect our lives. Choosing good friends, a good local church, eating good food in the right amounts, listening to good music, watching good entertainment, all these things and more, they all make a difference. Life is tough. Without trying, you're already going to be facing negativity, trials, money issues, health problems, job issues, relationship troubles, death of loved ones, etc. So don't add unnecessary negativity to your life. And the same goes for Bible study and current events. There is negativity in the real world, and when it comes to the direction that this world is going in, it's mostly negative. So you need to limit your exposure to the news and the various forms of darkness that we find ourselves surrounded by. That's why our proverb says, "And a good report maketh the bones fat." And with all the negativity around the word fat these days, we need to recognize that the Bible uses the word to describe prosperity, and in this case, good health. Purposely balance the bad news that you hear and see and all the evil reports of these last days with God's word, the good news, and good reports. Catching up with loved ones, discussing life with the kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews, or good friends and Christian brothers and sisters. I don't need to belabor this point, but I hope you're getting it. In the biblical sense, we should stay fat. God wants us to be informed and keep it real, but not to the detriment of our spirit and body. I know some people are just worrying themselves sick over these last days and problems going on in their lives and around the world, but it shouldn't be that way. We should keep our sense of joy in the Lord and keep our sense of humor. Among Bible believers, we must warn about this positive-onlyism all around us, but we must also be reminded that God's Word tells us not to spend too much time looking at the dark truths of life. We need time in prayer, in the light of God's Word, and in good fellowship with balanced Bible believers who are informed but can also enjoy the good news and enjoy a good laugh. Have a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. And a good report maketh the bones fat.